Welcome. To Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I'm kind of getting excited. I will miss Reba. We're going to take Reba and we're going to retire her. And then we're going to bring on a new opening for the show that is totally and completely mine in every way, and every which way, size, whatever you want to call it. It's all mine. Mine. Nobody can claim it, just me. Well, couple of sons had something to do with it. I think you're going to enjoy it, and I'm excited about it because, you know, maybe it's taken me a while, but I think I'm actually gaining my own brand. My boss was a hard act to follow, and I am no Derry Brownfield, but I think this will excite you. It's not as lively, perhaps, as Reba is, but it's... It's who we are here at CSC Talk Radio. So with that, I think we're going to be pulling it out here in just a week or so. We have it ready. And I'm ready to introduce it to you. And I hope you're as happy with it as I am. And I'm very thankful the Lord gave me all those little boys that are now grown men. And they support their mama and help us out here when they can. And I have one that is doing voiceovers, and I gave him the challenge of putting the opening together. And so it is his creation with a little bit of my input. And the youngest son, it is his song that you hear at the very end. It is going to be the beginning and then the end. So I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll understand why I am so excited about it when we bring it to you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and have today's show, okay? For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the many blessings you have given me that when they were little, they didn't seem so much like blessings at times with all the arguments and fights that those little boys did get into. They were a challenge for sure, Father, but I thank you that you brought them to me. And what a blessing they have been as adult children to me. Father, I thank you that you are a patient God, for I know that I need much patience because I tend to go off and do things my own way sometimes. So, Father, thank you. You're always there waiting with open arms. We praise you, Father, for the great I am that you are, for your grace, for your love, for your mercy. And the fact that you are omnipresent and always there with open arms, ready to forgive us. Father, I pray that is the way it is with this nation. That you are waiting with open arms for us to rise up, your children to rise up. And bring this country back to you. We have sinned as a nation, greatly. And we have wandered away from you. And that has escalated the evil that is now not just in our nation, but wreaking havoc across this globe. I can't imagine the evil that was done October 7th in Israel. I just cannot imagine what would make someone even want to do these things to other people. It's beyond my comprehension. But Satan is an evil one. Father, protect us from him. Protect us from ourselves. Awaken your children. May we be revived. And Father, awaken those who know you not, that they may come to you, that they will have this urgency that they will be excited about your love, your forgiveness, and your salvation. And that we will rise up as your children to bring America home. For we know, Father, it is in our hands, much of it. And it is our apathy and complacency that has brought us to this point. For we separated you from our lives and from our government, and that was never, ever, ever supposed to happen. Forgive us. Protect us. Guide us. Give us direction, Father. May we heed your direction. It's for such a time as this that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're in trouble, America. But the truth is, we've been in trouble, not free, for a long time, a very long time. It's escalating, and it was brought to the forefront by Donald J. Trump when he escalated down in 2015 or 2016 and said he was going to run for president. The democracy that they speak of is the boiling water that is killing slowly our true form of government, our constitutional republic. I hear a lot about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Oh, that famous, I plead the Fifth Amendment. But what about the Eighth Amendment? Now, I'm jumping around here, so you stay with me. The Eighth Amendment, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. That's going to be a story that I bring to you in here in just a few minutes. Why is this amendment ignored? Why are the snowflakes allowed to ruin someone's livelihood because their feelings were hurt or they have an agenda? It seems we're being governmented or governed by lawsuits. And I do not believe that was the intention of our founding fathers. Why is society so weak-minded to believe personal responsibility is not required, but the manufacturer of guns is to blame for a crazy person shooting and killing a massive amount of people or even one people? Why are the drug companies not held responsible when that is, in many times, many ways, a common denominator in such heinous crimes and the rising rates of suicides in this country? But they're not held responsible. Well, because the powers that want to oppress we the people, they want to take your guns. They want your 2A to be taken away from you so that you will not be able to defend yourself when they actually come for you. But government officials and the drug companies, they have an understanding about the profits that they are making. And they're going to not put that as number one. And they completely ignore mental illness. Let me put it this way. They're going to put their profits first and completely ignore the mental illnesses, the violence, and the death caused by these medicines, these drugs. I'm working on a series of articles now. I started this yesterday. In fact, I was inspired by yesterday's show, some of the articles I read prior to that. It looks like it's going to be a small book. I put laugh out loud at that because I'm still working on my books. We are done with these two books. We've just got to get them published. We're working on it. But yesterday I said all roads, all lies lead us to the true insurrection. And within this series of articles, we're going to discuss the road to insurrection is paved with lies. The road to insurrection is paved with deception and trickery. The road to insurrection has many participants. Corruption of insurrection is no respecter of parties. And the road to insurrection is a dead end. So now what? Well, a restoration of the Republic. Bring America home is the true path to liberty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in trouble, America. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Yeah.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. So I'm going to harp on this just a little bit more here. Then we're going to get into some news, some ideas that I have. Well, we are in trouble, America. But the truth is, we've been in trouble. Not free for a long time. It's escalating, like I said in the first segment. And it was brought to the forefront by President Donald J. Trump. Or candidate Donald J. Trump. He scared the P-Wadden out of the insurrectionists. And I'm not talking about January 6th either. Government officials and their deep state pundits and their media, they have this gig going on. They have this thing. It's not a good thing. So, she's a little quicker than me, but Liz Cheney wrote a book, and she's all over lamestream media doing interviews. I noticed, too, that she's lost some weight. She looked really good. I wonder if she's going to try and run for president. She'd mentioned it earlier, so I don't know, you know. Liz Cheney is a product of a family that was deep into profits from war. Remember Halliburton? She says Donald Trump is unconstitutional. Well, I haven't seen anyone in D.C. lately who is constitutional, have you? She certainly isn't. She led the deception of the January 6th trials. There was nothing in any of those that was constitutional. Nothing. It was all unconstitutional. Yet, she approved of it. And the many of those who were arrested for did nothing wrong there on January 6th, they're being held without due process of law, rule of law. Their rights are being denied them, but she's okay with that. That's unconstitutional. She's not rising up against that. The rule of law means nothing to corrupt politicians. You've got to understand that, such as Liz Cheney. All Americans supporting Trump, she says they're like a cult. Well, perhaps we are a cult, Liz. We're going to call our cult Liberty in America. I just made that up. I don't know. We don't speak of democracy, but of freedom under a constitutional republic. Notice, is not a constitutional democracy. Did you ever hear that word? Did you ever hear that phrase, constitutional democracy? No. So, Liz Cheney, she's a viper. She's not constitutional. She's not about your liberty or your freedom. And she hates you. And she thinks everything she says is correct, and all of Americans who, you know, like everybody in Wyoming that voted her out, overwhelmingly voted her out, are wrong. She has no respect. She said, Rudy, did you hear her say that the Republican Party, it's not her party anymore? Well,
yeah, I did hear her say that.
Was it ever her party? Is that what the parties are about? Are the parties about the politicians, or are the parties about the people? Well, I think it's proof is in the pudding. The parties are about the politicians. They're not about the people. The GOP is denying Trump, which seems, appears to be the people's choice, the majority of the people, not every people. But that part of democracy they don't like, because we do have some democratic policies, and I'm not talking about the Democrat Party either. I'm talking about how governments are set up. But it's not her party anymore. Well, maybe Liz never was yours. Don't think for one minute that they're using the word democracy by mistake. I will say Trump has used it too, and I think it's just, I think now people in general, yeah, you know, you hear talk show hosts on the conservative, and you hear it everywhere. But the politicians, they're not using it by accident. People like Alan Dershowitz, they're not using it by accident. And if Trump was standing right here, I would tell him it's wrong to call it a democracy. So stop it. Just stop it. So we are in trouble, but the truth is we've been in trouble for a long time. Democracy. That democracy they speak of is the boiling water. You've heard that story before about the boiling water. Put the frog in the warm water and then turn it up till it boils, and then you've got cooked frog. That's not the way you cook a frog, by the way. But anyway, that's where we are, in the boiling water of democracy. That's where the republic is. So, I was thinking of the Eighth Amendment because, you know, we've talked about it before here. I don't hear anybody else talk about it. And let me see, I did have it written out. Let's read it again. I think I saw my first page. I did have it written out. Excessive bail shall not be required, or excessive fines, nor cruel or unusual punishments. So we hear this being mentioned all the time. No, we don't hear that one. We hear the Second Amendment, and we hear the others all the time. So here we are, and this is years later, but the company Remington Arms Company has announced it's going to be shutting down its iconic manufacturing plant in Ilion, New York. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I apologize if I'm wrong. And it'll be closing it down in March of 2024. Following major losses of lawsuits for the company after it was forced to settle with families of victims in the Sandy Hook school shooting. Now, this guy who went in there, this young man that went in and shot all these people in Sandy Hook, was on drugs. Prescription drugs. Nothing's ever been done about that. It is not the fault of Remington Arms Company, but they ended up having to pay a very large sum. I've got it here, some $73 million settlement. So how many people now are going to lose their jobs because of this settlement? I feel sorry. I really do. I have sympathy and empathy and everything for these families who lost their loved ones. But it wasn't the manufacturer of the guns' fault. Do you sue Ford or Chevy or Honda or whoever when they're in a car wreck and somebody's killed? Is not the car the one involved? The car shouldn't have smashed? Or was it the driver who ran a stoplight or was passing when he shouldn't have been passing or going too far or maybe was on drugs or was drinking? So do you sue the company that made the liquor that they got drunk on? You never hear that, do you? They sue the gun companies. These lawsuits, this Eighth Amendment needs to be talked about. Well, Beth, what did that do? Well, how many people's lives now are ruined because of this? I understand these lives were ruined because somebody went in and shot them, but it wasn't the fault of the gun manufacturer. It wasn't the fault of the alcohol. It was the person who drank it. Well, I guess if we look at it that way, is it the fault of the prescription drugs? I think it kind of could be. The drug manufacturers are not being held responsible. I know you see lawsuits here and there. The one with Camp Lejeune, that one drives me crazy. Nobody's being held responsible, but we're paying all these people money. Not that they don't deserve compensation for the agony and the pain and everything that they've gone through, but who is going to be responsible from the very get-go of allowing it to be? They knew it was contaminated and they left it. And then the government gives them permission to sue, and who's getting that money? It's coming from the taxpayers. It aggravates me. Can you tell? It just aggravates me. We're running this country on lawsuits instead of rule of law and responsibility. Personal responsibility. These young people that decided to burn down a Wendy's, they got a $500 fine? Something's wrong. Personal responsibility. Morality. It's gone out the window. They talk about the death of common sense. Whew. All right. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in a heap of trouble, boy. What are we going to do about it? And we'll be right back.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I know you think I'd probably harp on that too much, and I really need to talk to somebody about it, but it just drives me crazy, this word democracy. Democracy's gonna die. Well, good. Long live the Republic. Anyway, I apologize, but not really, because I really believe it. I believe it is the boiling water that's killing the Republic, because it is gaslighting you. They're lying to you. And it's just a constant thing in our ears. And if President Donald Trump was sitting here, I'd tell him, stop saying democracy. All right. I'd say a few things to Alan Dershowitz too, because I think he's a very wise guy. But for him to sit there and say he's constitutional and blah, 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 and everything that his party has done to President Trump is unconstitutional, but he's still going to vote against Trump. It just drives me insane. If your party's unconstitutional, why are you going to keep voting for them? Hillary was unconstitutional, and Hillary was just going to be the pawn of Obama. That's all she was. She was just going to be the face there. I wonder how long that would have lasted, because I don't think they really liked each other that much. Okay, so Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax yesterday that Pfizer didn't test its COVID-19 vaccine through the normal protocol of clinical trials, accusing the drug maker of testing it on us instead. And, of course, here we go with another lawsuit. So Paxton spoke to Carl Higbee. I do like him. We don't get to see him because we're here at work and we don't really, unless something's really happening, we don't turn it on. But it's, they discussed the lawsuit that he filed against Pfizer last week in Texas. Now, my understanding was that they were, some of these drug companies or drug, some of the drugs, the FDA has kind of fixed it so they can't necessarily be sued, be held responsible. So I don't know how they're going to get away with this. And I kind of blame, you know, some of this happened in Trump era because he sped up this thing. But then it still should have been the people's choice. And Trump did make it the people's choice. Biden and companies that followed him, they tried to force it. They forced it in the military. People quit. Now they're begging them to come back, but they don't want to give them just compensation. Why are we why is the FDA there? The FDA should have been overseeing this and making sure that this happened. The FDA approves all the drugs that you see in the evening news or the daytime news. I don't know. I don't watch it in the daytime. And then you'll find a lawsuit coming out against them. And then next thing you know, a year or two later, that drug's back out again. Crazy. I was having not trouble sleeping, but I was exhausted. I was raising a bunch of little kiddos, and the doctor wanted to put me on a sleeping pill one time. He said it's not an addictive sleeping pill. But I found out later I didn't take it for very long. My mouth tasted like dandelion weeds in the morning. I didn't like it. And he said it wasn't going to put me so far asleep that I couldn't hear the children cry or anything like that. And that drug got taken off the market. And then a few years later, it was back on the market. I don't get it. Do you? Oh, I'm sure they changed one little thing or this, that, or then it. It's not. The FDA isn't doing their job. I just want to put it out there. Okay, now this is coming from Epic Times. And they actually have a TV program, I guess, that you have to go online to watch, and you do have to subscribe to it. It says, a plan to use federal lands in the United States to build migrant camps has been blocked by Congress after six Democrats joined the Republicans to vote against the policy. In other news, the BLM, the leftist campaign to defund the police while pushing light on crime policies, is backfiring. And now Democrat-led cities are trying to pull back the policies. Did you see the new mayor? He's a strange-looking dude in Chicago. And he's blaming Republicans for the Democrat-run city's crime. I guess we're not giving them enough federal money to clean up their cities when they won't punish their offenders and their criminals. I don't know. I didn't follow that logic very well. And here's another one. They're dropping the support for BLM and facing lawsuits over the lack of law enforcement. Really? In other words, businesses are simply folding due to rampant crime and theft. Breaking the law is a thing, right? Not hate speech breaking the law. I'm talking about smashing windows and stealing things and shooting people. That's breaking the law. I'm talking about the federal law of immigration when the president is supposed to enforce the laws and our borders are open, and now they've got so many people here, they want to take your land and make camps for the illegals. Well, the House put that one down. Why was it only six Democrats that voted against that? Well, Judge Napolitano was also on Newsmax. And he says that Hunter and Joe are in hot water. They're in a heap of trouble, man. You know, I'm not sure they are. How do we force the rule of law, the Constitution, when we are being governed now without either? This is my point with Judge Napolitano. I agree with him. They should be in hot water. They keep talking about impeachment, but that's just being too kind. Okay, we're just going to kick them out of office and everything's going to be hunky-dory after that? There have been crimes committed. Treasonous crimes committed. Impeachment's just the beginning, right? No, they don't want you to do anything to a former president unless it's Trump. Something's wrong. We're in trouble, America. When you only have six Democrats voting against a camp for immigration, for illegal immigrants that should be kicked out of here, all the poor little puppies, all the poor little kittens, they need a place to go. We should give them your food. We should give them your land because you're evil, because you've had food and land and they haven't had food and land. And that's a bunch of baloney. America, we're in trouble. But it didn't just happen. It didn't just now happen that you only have six Democrats willing to vote against this, and they're probably up for re-election. That's probably all that is about. We're in trouble when we have people like Liz Cheney saying, it's not my party anymore. It's never your party. When was it about you, Liz? It's supposed to be about the people. It's supposed to be about the Constitution. January 6th was not about stopping the counting. It was about witnessing the counting. They don't want you witnessing them. Have you ever noticed that? They don't want you watching. Get out of our temple of democracy, Pelosi would say. And then we watch these films that Liz Cheney wouldn't let you see, where there's really nothing going on inside the Capitol that's damaging. I think there was a couple of things that idiots knocked over or did something to. Should he have gone into Pelosi's office and put his feet up on the desk? No, probably not. Was it a federal crime? No, it was not a federal crime. A crime against them is federal, I guess, but a crime against you is nothing. They don't care about you. Because just like Liz, they think it's all about them. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
best yet? It's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I, to the detriment of my husband, I watch the news every night. And he gets bored with it, so he doesn't really like to sit with me watching the news. So he does his own thing. And last night, as I'm watching the news, and I'm usually doing other things as I'm sitting there, and last night I was sewing on sequins. I don't know how many of you have ever done, my granny used to call that fancy work. And she started a tradition of Christmas stockings for us kiddos. And they were done in felt with different designs on them, whether it was a snowman or a Santa Claus or a candy cane or a Christmas tree or a sleigh or a reindeer. And they were sewn on to the felt with sequins. Fancy work. So we kept the tradition going in my family, and so I am making my new granddaughter, I have hers done, and my new great-grandson, their stockings. So I was sewing on sequins as I was watching the news last night, and there was lots of things being discussed. One person I really have a very high respect and regard for is Ben Carson. Now, he can be pretty laid back. And when he ran for president, I wondered, does he have it in him to call out what needs to be called out? But, you know, he has it in him to save lives because we know he's done much of that in his life. And we know he had a little bit of a temper when he was a young man. If you watch the story of Ben Carson and how he was not going down the right path there for a while. And we know that Ben Carson was raised by a mother. His father walked out on him and his brother. And we know that he's a neurosurgeon and specializes in pediatrics with that. A very smart man. So I don't remember which show it was. I want to say, I don't remember. I'm just not going to say. And it was on Newsmax, though, because that was what I was watching. And they were interviewing him, and they were talking about some of the things that have been going on in Liz Cheney's book and the Trump derangement. And he was saying it's a real thing. And somebody else on one of the other shows last night said, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't go into the medical books. Anyway, something was said to him about maybe being vice president. And I thought last night, his calm poker face had no response. And I thought that was maybe telling that maybe he is in the running. Maybe Donald Trump has mentioned it to him. I kind of like the idea. And this Eric Lindrum from American Greatness wrote an article about it, several pages. And he even talks about the myth of a female running mate and who they've mentioned in here. And he talked about Kristi Noem. Now, I like Kristi, but she's done some things that aren't so good. And one of them is the taking of the land for this pipeline that's going to be CO2 underground. That's all about money, my friends. Said she's an overrated choice and was only made famous because of a decent speech that she gave to President Trump on Mount Rushmore. Well, that's not really true. It was in 2020. She did hold her ground, and we went out to Wyoming at that time and spoke, and we went through South Dakota, and we stopped at a little gasoline station that had a cafe there. Nobody was wearing a mask. You didn't have to put a mask on to go in there, and I told them I really thought a lot about their governor. But she's not perfect. And then there's the Nikki Haley, who's gone rapid against, she's now anti-Trump, and she really has made some bad comments. And then there's Carrie Lake. But Carrie Lake is going to be running for senator, I believe, there in Arizona. And I'm going to tell you right now, somebody like Carrie Lake needs to have Trump's back. Trump needs people like Carrie Lake to have his back in Congress. Because there's too many of them in there that, oh, it's not my party anymore. It's not about you. You understand that? That's why the GOP and the RNC keep running these debates. They're just worthless. They're absolutely worthless. They're costing you money. I mean, you give money to them. I don't. I won't give to him. So anyway, he talked about how Carson would be the rock in the storm. And I believe that's true. And I have seen Ben Carson put his hands on the president and pray. And I have prayed that God would put people like Ben Carson with Donald Trump. Ben has been loyal. Even when Trump says things he doesn't like him to say, or says things the way, and he put it last night, you want somebody that's going to make you free and maybe upset you with the way he phrases things, or do you want somebody that's a smooth talker but trashes the country? I think we all know what we want. Anyway, this guy calls him possibly, what is it, how's he worded? That ticket would be as close to perfect as it can get. I don't know about that, but I think a lot of him. And I was reading this article, and I didn't get all the way through it. It's a little lengthy, and it came up to me just as I was going on the air, just as I was trying to finish my monologue and get everything prepped for the show. This is from Alan West, and you know I just love Alan West. I just think the world of him. He says, Trump needs a command sergeant major. Trump needs a man that's with him, right behind him, that's got, he says, the kahunas to take him in, shut the door and say, now, you know, that was stupid. Don't do that. He said he had people like that in his life when he's in the military. He says it's a military thing, and he kind of goes through this, and I thought you might enjoy it, Rudy, since you were in the military. And he talks about the different branches. They all have a different phrase for it. But he says Trump needs a command sergeant major. And I thought, you know, that's not too bad an idea. Trump's okay. And he says, I know what you're going to say. If you're a Trumper, you're going to say, let Trump be Trump. He says, how well did that work out? And, of course, he's claiming that's why he didn't get elected the second time. Well, I don't think that's why he didn't get elected. I think there was a lot more to it. But I'm not dismissing this because I think it's a great idea. Everybody needs a command sergeant major. I'm not sure what one would do for me. Rudy's kind of my command sergeant major. He's too nice to tell me too much bad. Anyway, you've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. I hope you've enjoyed it, and our goal is to bring America home. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSE Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 8.